Hello again, Mike O'Connor, Sex and Podcasting. The bits and bandwidth for this show come from IP House up in Minneapolis. And this is a short-talking, long music show because I want to play one of my favorite tracks by Eric Clapton. It's a pretty long track. But this is about why podcasting is better than radio for some things, but radio is better than podcasting for others. I wrote this at the request of a friend of mine who was trying to recruit a gang to do some podcasting. So we'll do a few minutes about why each thing has its place, and then play a nice long track by Eric. One thing that I think podcasting works better for is small audiences, whereas I think radio works better for large audiences, mostly because of the bandwidth problem. But if you have a gang that's small, has a really intense focus, I think podcasting's better. Radio doesn't work well for narrow casting. It's also true that radio works better for folks who are all in the same place. So if you have a community that's clustered in like a neighborhood or a town, I think radio is a better medium than podcasting. Whereas podcasting works great if you're talking to people all over the world and want to reach them through the internet. You don't have to do a radio network to do that. You can just podcast to them over the net, and that small gang that's sprinkled all over the place can pick up your stuff. And I think that's a big plus for podcasting over radio. Podcasting also works better for people who want to control when they listen to a program, whereas radio works a lot better if everybody wants to listen at the same time. And especially if you want your stuff available to people sort of on demand forever, I think podcasting is a better medium for that. Whereas, you know, radio is great for live things like news events and ball games and stuff like that, where everybody wants to listen at the same time. Another advantage of podcasting is that it's a lot cheaper and quicker to set up, whereas a radio station takes a long time. It's a pretty complicated regulatory deal. Clearly takes a lot more money. So if you're in a hurry to get started, podcasting is a great medium for you. It's a great way to get something started, even if you're eventually trying to take it to radio. Podcasting, you can get on the air literally as fast as you can get a mic plugged into your PC. And then finally, I think podcasting is a more flexible medium. And by that I mean that If you want to try out a show format and then change your mind, podcasting's better for that. Whereas radio really likes to have things figured out in advance and then stay the same. You know, you won't see a show suddenly change from a 5-minute format to a half an hour because it just totally bollocks up things for the radio station. So anyway, those were just some little points that I threw out for my friend Chris when he was trying to put together a piece on, to get some people recruited to do some podcasting. Well, at this point in these shows, I went on to play a tune of some sort, but I've let the license to play those tunes expire, so I had to edit them out. And the other thing is that these shows are in mothballs now. I kind of ran out of stuff to say about community podcasting, so I've moved on to GeezerCast, which gives me a lot more room to maneuver. GeezerCast is a podcast to my unborn grandchildren, and if you're liking these, you might like those too. And join me over there at geezercast.com. Anyway, that wraps this show up. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll see you the next time.